Patrick, Sheldon, Hollins, Cartier, Diller, Retta, President Bullock, George Smiley, co-chair of Finance Committee, having called this meeting to order. What's your pleasure on the Finance Committee meeting minutes of May 13, 2014?
So moved. To move. Second.
Motion is second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay, your pleasure. On the budget hearing minutes, the general discussion of May 14, 2014, can I get a motion?
Motion.
Second.
Motion, have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have it. Duly adopted here. Okay. Before we begin getting into legislation, I just want to place it on the record that on May 14, 2014, 2:53 p.m., as co-chair of the Finance Committee, I sent the following email. Good afternoon, Ms. Gardner. In accordance with County Council Rule 2.3.3, this will serve as official notification of my intent to lift Resolution 14-092, Ordinance is 14-031, 032, 033, all of the ordinances and any other tabled FY015 budget legislation under my sponsorship from the table for consideration and vote by members of council during the May 27, 2014 council meeting. It's a small thing, but according to council rules, that is part of the procedure required in order to move the budget process forward. So that was done. Okay, with that, first on the agenda is Resolution 14-093, adopting the Newcastle County Capital Program for fiscal year 2015 through 2020. The list is so attached as Exhibit A, and as we're aware, we have an amendment that will follow with this, which adjusts the farm market process and such at the Glasgow Park. Why don't we have that ordinance? We have amendment number one, which adopts the six-year capital program for the period beginning July 1, 2014. And amendment number one proposes to reduce the Newcastle County capital program and budget. And what it's reducing is the Glasgow Regional Park Hermitage from $4,833,000 to $3,554,000 in 2015. 2016, from $3,652,000 to $2,800,000. FY17 was at zero. It's now $1,395,000. Personally, the most relevant, of course, is the FY2015, as the others can be addressed in the ongoing years. There's amendment number two. This adopts the six-year program, and what this does is it reduces the capital program and budget for fiscal 2015. FY2017, this one takes and reduces Carousel Park for FY2017 from an expenditure of $1,068,000 for capital projects to zero. So, are there any questions on Resolution 14-093 or amendments 1 and 2 there associated? Mr. Milwaukee.
Ed Milwaukee, Deputy for the Finance Office. Carrying Resolution 14093, as part of the resolution, Council approves the capital budget book itself. There is a footnote being added to one of the projects. I'll pass that out right now. It's for the land acquisition project.
Thank you.
These guys might need this.
There's a footnote being added.
Can anyone recognize the presence of Councilman Weiner? Okay. Go on.
To the land acquisition project, all the way in the bottom, you see the asterisk. It's also listed next to the $1,500,000 budget for 2015. It states the FY2015 funding cannot be used towards existing farming and preservation applicants or prior applications without County Council consent. Mr. McDonald,
we
want to speak more to that.
So, as I understand this, if I may, we're saying that the $1,500,000 in this budget is not retroactively applicable to anything that's already in the pipeline.
That is correct.
Unless council approves it.
That is correct.
Okay. Jim McDonald, Executive Office. We had some discussions, and I could understand some of the heartburn that may or not have been happening, so what we want to do is make it very clear that anything that currently is in the pipeline, this money is not going to be used for it. It's going to be used so that we are eligible for future grants from either the state or the Fed, because we have zero in the pot, we're eligible for zero. So this, I'm hoping that everyone feels this is a fair and good compromise, and any questions that you have, I'll be happy to answer them.
And I just want to clarify on the record, because this council, the majority of this council, repeatedly responded, both in public session, in email, and everything, for the FY14 budget, that this provision in the budget, as it states clearly here, is funding for firearm preservation and open space initiatives.
Yes.
Everyone seems to forget the and the going forward, and it's constantly just referred to as farmland preservation. That's not the situation, but we're constantly reminding that's the issue that we fought all through the budget process last year. And if I'm wrong, somebody tell me, that's what I remember. And we kept trying to, you know, get people to understand, you know, there is open space out there other than farmland.
The title is land acquisition, but this is a program allocation.
Okay. Councilman Cartier.
Yeah, I I'm feeling very kind of reassured by the footnote added to the capital program. And I just want to repeat my overall concern, and correct me if I'm wrong, but in the 10 years I've been a member of county council, we've really never had a full, thorough discussion analysis of farmland preservation, even open space acquisition. So I know the chairs, or I know Councilman Redd is here, maybe that would fall under a land use purview, that I would really strongly encourage you to schedule in the near future agenda where we can have a presentation of farmland preservation so I can make reasonable judgments about the merits of that and what, you know, the investment would be and the criteria for it.
Will do.
Councilwoman Kopecky.
Thank you. First of all, you know that I was very concerned about this. I'm very happy to see the footnote. I thank the administration for working with me and on the Glasgow and the carousel for working with Tim and I to get this taken care of. In looking at the state law, I think to go a step further, I'm not sure that we are in compliance with the board that we are supposed to have at a county level, and it's supposed to come through the legislative body, and at least in the years that I've been here, I do not ever remember voting on it and having the five members on that board, which brings into question the process by which this whole farmland preservation is coming through to us. And Jim and I did talk about that over the weekend also, and I believe that as we go forward, we're going to be looking at that to make sure that we are in compliance so that anything that comes before us in the future, we know has been through the whole legal process.
Mr. McDonald,
and then Jim McDonald.
I really don't want to get tied up on this land use issue.
It only take 1 second. I heard the concern.
Seconds up. Thank you very much.
Let him talk. He had a hard weekend.
You want 30 seconds? I'll give you 30 seconds. Yeah, I'll give you what you asked for.
Thank you, sir. I mean, as we speak, hopefully by next week, we'll have a preliminary outline of what the program procedures will look like. We have two people in the law department that are working towards that, and I'll be happy to share with you the outline when it's done. Okay. So that we're all on the same page. I think we're addressing all the concerns.
Well, yeah, and if the law department's drafting it, then part of their explanation has to be how a settlement that's been put before council, discussed and approved, transitions to a land buy.
Okay. Fair enough.
Okay. Done with Allen? Councilman Hollis, loved your video. great job. Congratulations, sir.
Thank you.
I don't know how they made you look so young, but I got to talk to you after the meeting.
Well,
I can definitely use about 10 or 15 or so years shaved off. Okay, next, ordinance 19-049, amend the FY2014 approved operating budget, appropriate $200,000 from the general fund tax stabilization reserve to the Department of Special Service to cover the cost of vehicle and facilities maintenance. Councilman Sheldon.
Yes, as per title, the $200,000 comes out of the reserves, let's say, and it's for vehicle maintenance and facilities maintenance. So on the aging vehicle, they've had more breakdowns than usual, and we need to fix them. So that's basically where the $200,000 comes for.
Councilman Carter.
And from.
Yes, could I request just a little bit of detail from the general manager about what vehicles we're referring to?
General manager, Wayne Merritt, Special Services. Specifically, we're asking for $90,000 more for parts specifically. There are a lot of parts replaced during the snow events, but the total we used more than 5,000 parts this year than last year. I can't give you a breakdown of the vehicles and all, but it was a lot of larger vehicles that were required replacement. About $30,000 for vehicles that we have to outsource repair work, and about $80,000 of that is facility maintenance. And if anything could go wrong last year, it did go wrong. We have a generator under design about ready to go out for the construction of it. But in the meantime, we have a rental generator at the government store, which has costed about $60,000 in and of itself. Roof repairs, chiller maintenance, elevator repairs is a bad year for facilities.
Councilman Rowe.
Thank you. Wayne, yes. In that, that'd be me.
Councilman Kilpatrick's too tall.
I'm moving.
In that same question, are in the budget for future years, are you going to be adding anything to it? Because
yes, sir. I recall we increased our parts for $100,000.
Anything further on 14-049? Hearing nothing. Ordinance 14-050, amend the grants budget for $250,000 from the general fund tax stabilization reserves to the property maintenance revolving fund. Councilman Reddy.
Thank you. What this is, we had the property or the fund coming in every year from, we'll call it fines, wherever how you want to say it, but property maintenance that in disarray. Some of these places are abandoned, some of them were owned by banks or mortgage companies, and they're not being up to code. So what we do, we send out vendors to take care of these places, or sometimes we do some of them.
Questions, comments from any members of council?
Councilwoman
Kilpatrick.
Thank you. So we know that we expend money. Do we have a line that shows how much money we've gotten back in once these properties have gone to whoever?
Ed's been looking at the finance office.
Nice guy. It should be the other way around then. Ed should definitely take it. We get in a little bit over $700,000, and typically what happens is a certain amount of that goes into the general fund, and then this year about $200,000 went into the revolving fund. We spent more than usual this year because the number of vacant properties and the number of, so the maintenance is up quite a bit. And we also give about $60,000 to the recorder of deeds for the liens. So we are coming back and asking for this money to get us through the fall. In other words, we'll run out of money in the next month or so, but this amount should get us through the busy season to the end of the fall.
Ed Malucci, just to follow up on that, I think his answer is correct, but we recoup about 75% of that money, is that correct? About 75-80% of that money we get back. We'll collect them collectively back.
Thanks.
Further. Let the record show that we just witnessed land use and finance cooperating. Next, we have 14-051, amend the FY 2014 approved operating budget, increase the FY 2014 appropriation for the Department of Administration, Office of Finance by $200,000 to fund the streetlight program. This is under my sponsorship, since it's my council meeting to handle the funding. And what this is the increase relative to Delmarva Power receiving a rate increase for the streetlights. Anything from any member of council? Anything from the public? Next. 14-031. The annual revenue ordinance of Newcastle County for fiscal year 2015, beginning July 1, 2014. This is, again, now we're into the budget. It sets the rate for the municipalities, various ones that are listed. And it establishes, it establishes the property tax, the local service function, the rates for the light districts, crossing guards, fees and charges not specifically addressed, can be established at some future time. So this basically establishes our tax rate within Newcastle County. Any questions from any members of council? Councilman White.
Yes, I see we're working off amendment number one to 14-031. Besides the obvious that it sets out the light district's additional information, is there any other difference between 14031 and amendment 1 to 14031?
I believe the only reason for the amendment purpose was due to Delmarva rate increase.
Yeah, I'm not looking for that. That is correct. At the time the original ordinance was put in back in April, we weren't aware of the rate increase. So the amendment number 1 will increase its rates to cover the cost for next fiscal year.
Thank you.
Any other questions from members of council? Public? None. Number 14-032, it's the calculation for sewer service charges effective July 1, 2014, fiscal year 2015. And the sewer charges, there's no change from the previous year for the rate. We've done nothing there, and I'm pleased to say there is no amendment to this ordinance. So any questions from any members of council? From the public? Councilman Cartier.
Yes, I am supporting this ordinance and maintaining our sewer service charges at the current rate. However, I just want to stress to everybody on council, you know, this is our major infrastructure responsibility, and you know, this should run as a utility and pay as you go basis. And I've been informed that we are going to have a balanced budget this year for the sewer fund, and I'd just like to confirm that with the finance department. That we are not going to need to go in a great way into reserves for this fund. I know we have the contract with the City of Wilmington under negotiation, so that's going to remain the same.
That's the same caveat I was going to issue with the City of Wilmington contract, depending on how those negotiations end up finalized. We could maybe use reserves next year.
And what are the remaining reserves in the sewer fund, dedicated reserves?
There's two reserves. The sewer rate stabilization reserve,
yes,
that's around $14 million. And then there's a rainy day reserve around $13 million. So the total between two reserves around $27
million. Okay, thank you.
Okay. Further? Next, we're going to move on to 14-033, an ordinance authorizing the issuance of general obligation bonds of Newcastle County for the purpose of financing certain capital projects approved in fiscal year 2015 capital budget. And we see that the bond authorization purposes the sanitarium facilities, stormwater facilities, equipment, parks, information technology, public safety, community services. Total bond authorization listed in the ordinance is $49,904,000. We do have a recommendation from the Department of Land Use. Next, we have amendment number 1 to 14-033. And what this does,
reduction.
We discussed it previously, but this ordinance will permit Newcastle County to authorize $48,625,000 to finance projects approved in the FY 2015 budget. This adjustment reduces the Glasgow Regional Park Hermitage bonding
$49 million, George.
From $4,833,000 to $3,554,000. Note is attached for that. Well, is there any questions on 14-033 or amendment number one there too? None. 14-034, this is the cap. Oh, and just for clarification purposes, and I will make this announcement on the floor as well, 14-033, as the bonding requires a 10 vote yes in favor, so this requires 10 votes to be passed. Okay. 14-034, the capital budget ordinance of Newcastle County for fiscal year beginning July 1, 2014. Again, this establishes the capital budget, capital spending of $59,665,000 for 48 county projects. Now, we will move to amendment number one to 14-034. And this amendment, again, reduces the capital budget from $58,386 to $48,625, reflecting the change due to the Hermitage. We've reduced the bonding, now we have to reduce the project numbers. Councilman Warner.
Thank you. Could we hear from General Manager Land Use Department concerning the joint recommendation?
Sure. She said no.
Eileen Fogarty, Land Use Department. The Planning Board issued a joint recommendation with the Department of Land Use. And essentially what the board found is that the capital improvement budget was consistent with the growth zones. It was consistent with the comprehensive plan as well as the comprehensive plan update. And then we identified and they concurred with several of the objectives. And when you think about the different comments and the presentations we've been making in meeting with the Land Use Committee and the Council, you'll find in the goals and objectives almost all the issues that have been covered, and they're all already in our comprehensive plan. So I think that would be basically it. So thank you.
Thank you, General Manager.
Okay, Councilman Warner?
Yes.
Chair wants to recognize Councilman Tackett has joined us. Any further questions on that? Next on the agenda, 14-035, adopt the annual operating budget of Newcastle County for fiscal year beginning July 1, 2014. All of the exhibits are attached there too. But in short, what this does is this provides for the authorization to expend $254,496,976 in fiscal year 2015 and to legislate the amount from Newcastle County's reserve accounts. So this is our operating budget. Any questions from members of council? Anything from the public? None. We have amendment number one, 14-035. And what this does is this amendment to the FY 2015 recommended operating budget funding to the Department of Public Safety, Newcastle County, Lodge Number 5, Collecting Bargaining Agreement. This amendment reflects an addition of $1,242,500 to the FY 2015 recommended operating budget, and this is as a result of the creation of a new position of Master Corporal within the County Police. thus this would increase the funding in the budget to provide for that. Any questions, any members of council? Public? Okay, move to amendment number 2, which will not be introduced this evening. This amendment will be replaced by amendment number 4. So next on the agenda is amendment number 3 to ordinance number 14-035, adopt the annual operating budget of Newcastle County fiscal year beginning July 1, 2014, and this is Councilwoman Kilpatrick.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. We've discussed this before, that I and many constituents that I've heard from do not believe that it is appropriate that we again this year give $225,000 to the city of Wilmington. They have a charter. They seem to be flush within their public safety budget, and I believe that this is just another step towards metro governing, and until we're there, I see no reason why we are supporting a portion of the Wilmington Fire Company's budget. Last year, we had what I thought was a one-time allocation where they needed a truck. We gave money towards a fire truck to give them $225,000 to go into their general fund. I see no need for
it. Any questions, any comments from any member of council? Councilman Hollis.
I don't want to have to repeat myself on the floor tonight, so I'll just save my comments until the floor tonight.
Okay. Anything from the public? Okay. Hearing none. We'll then move to amendment number 4 to ordinance 14-035 and adopt the annual operating budget in Newcastle County fiscal year beginning July 1, 2014. And what this amendment does to the FY 2015 recommended operating budget is it did have 5% funding, correct, to the grants to the volunteer fire companies within the public safety. This amendment will take that to 10%, so it's an additional $358,692 to go to the volunteer fire companies. My understanding is these funds are to go to those fire companies with the ambulance service.
Yeah, I'm looking for the finance office. That is correct. Those funds will be directed to 20 some volunteer
for that specific situation.
Will be directed potentially for ambulance. So.
Right. Okay. Any questions, comments from the council, anything from the public? Hearing none. We have amendment number 5 to ordinance number 14-035 under Councilman Street sponsorship. With this, and it's adopt the annual operating budget, which they all are, for fiscal year beginning July 21, 2014. And this amendment would increase grant funding to the Police Athletic League at Garfield Park in the amount of $650,000 for the FY15 operating budget. My understanding is Mr. Boyle is going to speak to this.
Just to repeat, the amendment is basically adopted. We move $650,000 from the reserves to grants for community services for the Garfield PAL. The money is targeted $500,000 for increased programming at Garfield PAL, and $150,000 for fundraising activities. I can show it now. Councilman Street has also created a PowerPoint presentation. They can also show statistically where that particular area, income-wise, education-wise, is at the lowest, and it really needs the facility. It needs the programming, and at this point does need the fundraising to keep going. So, Councilman is asking you to consider helping him about the $650,000 amendment.
Thank you. Thank you. Councilman. Councilwoman Kilpatrick.
I understand in community services this afternoon we're having the executive director of PAL give a presentation, correct? the Hockessin PAL and the Garfield PAL are one entity. They're not separate. So I find it very strange that it would be going to one very specific PAL, and especially for fundraising purposes, when they fundraise as a unit. So maybe we can ask him for some clarification when he comes in this afternoon.
Okay. Any other questions? Comments? Councilman Hobbs.
Just a comment. There is a $500,000 grant received by PAL that was actually prepared by someone who's a contract with the county, and I think that needs to be part of this, that discussion.
Yeah, I think everything should be on the table. Okay, at that meeting. Okay, anything further? Number five? Okay. Next on the agenda is the Newcastle County Council grant request. First is the Newark Senior Center. Councilwoman Dillon.
Yes, this provides an additional $1,500 to the Newark Senior Center in order to serve, in order to provide funding for the Meals on Wheels program, which serves a very large area of that part of Newcastle County. So I make a motion for $1,500.
Second. Motion for $1,500, second. All
I was just going to add $500 to it, if
because
a lot of my district also was served by that center. Councilwoman, did you want to subtract $500 or add $500?
Add $500.
Okay.
So if we can amend the motion
to a total of $2,000.
Okay. Motion for $2,000 to the Newark Senior Center Meals on Wheels. There's a second for the $2,000.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Not voting. Next, we have the Urban Youth Golf Program Association, the first tee of Delaware. Councilman Moretta.
Thank you. I've been doing this for a number of years now, and it provides some activity for the children plus education. And when I first started, I started out with about 30 children, and now they're with the whole program, I think they're up to around 3,000. But at the one specific place, they have about 200, which is at Port de Olivers at Green Hill. Make a motion on $2,500.
Second.
Motion, we have a second. Any questions on the motion? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Not voting.
Okay.
Is there anything for the expense and revenue roundtable?
Okay.
Councilman White.
I have something under other.
Okay, can we see if there's anything for an expense or revenue roundtable?
Betsy just reminded me that with the additional money, we actually have to reduce it by $200 or they'll go over $2,500.
Okay.
So I guess the motion.
Can I handle this?
Yes, absolutely.
I make a motion to suspend the limits of the contribution rules to allow for the Meals on Wheels to receive, is it 200? What would it be?
27.
To receive $2,700 in this specific fiscal year.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed? Your grant's good.
Thank you.
I tried. Okay, and that, so is there anything expensive revenue roundtable? Okay, hearing nothing. Councilman Winder, under other.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I just wanted to inform the council that a grant that we previously approved, there's not sufficient funds for the Delaware Museum of Natural History. So I've already advised them that their grant will have to be delayed for a month until the new fiscal year, until they get their check. Other than that, they're satisfied that their program will not be affected by it.
Now, just for clarification purposes, they do understand that that application is going to have to come back through again because it was approved as part of this budget. Mm-hmm. So if we're going to wait, then we'll have to reapprove.
Reapply.
Fair enough. Yeah, they'll need to reapply and then hopefully reapprove again. So they just dust off their grant and change the date, and it's suffice, I would imagine.
I'll have my aide so advise them.
Hey, Mr. McDonald, did you hold up a credit card or checkbook or something?
Winning lottery ticket. Jim McDonald, Executive Office. I don't know if this is appropriate time, but I want to thank Council and the Budget Office for all their hard work getting us to this point. It was rather painless this year. So I just want to thank everybody for cooperation and conversation.
I would just urge the administration and everyone involved in advising to please do not make the mistake that I have seen so many employers do with myself over the years, and don't take cooperation as a sign of weakness. We do it for the residents of Newcastle County, and hopefully next fiscal year, as we move forward from tonight, we'll have even fewer bumps in the cooperation process than we have. So, thank you. Councilman Cartier.
Yes, I guess this is expensive, Reverend, but we can bring it under other. I know there's a lot of media coverage now about potential purchase of AstraZeneca by Pfizer, and I just want to know if finance has any concept of what kind of transfer tax. Is that part of our transfer tax forecast?
Yeah, I had no look on the finance office. Yeah, that was in the paper last week. It was reported that we received $600,000 roughly of transfer tax.
Okay.
The state also received $600,000.
So it did realize.
Yeah, I think the sale was $30 million altogether.
Let me clarify. We're talking, there's a difference between they were buying structures and trying to take the business. They're taking the structures. They're not moving forward.
You're talking about Pfizer?
Business.
I'm sorry.
Pfizer.
Oh, I don't know anything about that. I'm talking about
Pfizer.
I'm thinking you're talking about the...
Yeah, point of information.
Yeah,
thank you. Just to clarify, the transfer we're talking about is AstraZeneca's South Campus to J.P. Morgan.
Exactly.
AstraZeneca continues to hold and has no intention to sell its North Campus.
Well, I'm still trying. I have a bid in.
It's got to be greater than $112 billion.
How about $200 short? So I can get a grant.
All right.
Captain Cartier, are you fine?
That's fine.
Everybody fine? Everybody good? All good? Okay. And that completes others. Is there any public comment that you'd like to keep to yourself? Very good. No, because it's going to be on the agenda for the next meeting. No sense shooting a flare in the air and setting the building on fire. Okay, can I get a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? All not voting? Thank you very much.